Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. At approximately 5:33 p.m. on Wednesday, December the 3rd, a call came across the Huron County scanner for a car fire located at the corner of Barry and Atwater Roads, south of Bad Axe. WLEW and WHST News arrived on the scene at approximately 5:47 p.m. and was able to capture some images of the event. As more details become available, we will keep you informed on any updates to this story, and you can view a video of the fire online in the full written story on thumbnet.net. And another local and regional news for today. The confrontational tone that started at the November meeting when two new members took their seats on the Lapeer City Commission continued into Monday's five-hour meeting. The issue that ignited the contention was when newly seated city mayor Jeremy Hing made a motion at last month's meeting to postpone approving some issues on the agenda because he and newly seated commissioner Lynn McCarthy needed time to familiarize themselves with decisions that were made before they were seated. Manager Mike Womack pointed out that it was irregular to have a mayor make some motions like that. And then at Monday's meeting, Hing wanted to assign commissioners to a seating pattern, which started a lively discussion, which then became a verbal confrontation, with a commissioner being censored in the process. During the meeting, Hing banged his gavel several times to stop the discussions and try and control the meeting. Commissioner Stephen Brady expressed his opinion on issues of authority, seating, as well as some other issues. Squabbling continued on regarding whether a mayor can make the motions or not, if a mayor only votes to break a tie, and if a mayor can assign seats. During the meeting, Hing stopped recognizing Brady when he wanted to speak, which evolved into Brady being censured by a majority of the members because he kept wanting to be recognized to speak, which was viewed by some as being argumentative. Brady, who is a veteran commission member, told Hing he is trying to rewrite how the commission operates as well as its procedures. Decorum did not prevail during most of the meeting, with verbal barbs being exchanged. During the discussion, McCarthy asked Brady if he got slapped a lot as a child, but Hing stepped in saying that such remarks were unprofessional, and she did not apologize afterwards. After the vote was taken to censure Brady, he left the room, but then returned a short time later. Hing directed that Brady was not to talk for the remainder of the meeting, but Brady was allowed to interact with some of the other commissioners. During the meeting, Brady also alleged that Hing, McCarthy, and Melissa Petrie have an agenda. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Hey, are you driving high right now? You might be, because a whole lot of people do. They say marijuana makes them a better driver, more careful, more focused. That's probably what the guy who killed a 4-year-old thought. And now, he's in prison. You see, no matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Ukraine and its European allies have accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts after 5 hours of talks with U.S. envoys at the Kremlin produced no breakthrough. Ukraine's foreign minister urged Putin to, quote, stop wasting the world's time. The remarks reflect the high tensions and gaping gulf between Russia on one side and Ukraine and its European allies on the other over how to end the war. Moscow started the conflict when it invaded its neighbor nearly 4 years ago. On Tuesday, Putin accused the Europeans of sabotaging the U.S.-led peace efforts and warned that if provoked, Russia would be ready for war with Europe. And another national and international news. Even for a president who has long made clear that he is no fan of Somalia, the latest round of contempt from Donald Trump was a shock in the country's largest Somali community in Minnesota. The president told reporters on Tuesday, quote, "They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country." A Somali-born U.S. citizen from the Minneapolis area who has founded a series of successful businesses sees things differently, saying, quote, "Words matter a lot, especially when it's the president of the United States who's talking." Hamsai Warfa runs a national education nonprofit, and Trump's comments came days after his administration announced that it was halting all asylum decisions following the shooting of two National Guard soldiers in Washington. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, December the 3rd of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.